What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is for thought leaders and influencers. Think ahead. By planning in advance for occasions you want to use as hooks for your content or expertise, you can ensure that great opportunities don't sneak up on you or pass you by. People who work in magazine publishing and retail are accustomed to thinking a season or more ahead. While everyone else is wearing parkas, they are thinking about bathing suits. A great many years ago, I did some short contracting stints at Reader's Digest. I would occasionally get pitches for, let's say, holiday content in early November. And while that seems early, in fact, the December issue was usually at the printer by November 1st and out to subscribers by mid-month. By late November, we were mentally in March or April. Now, a lot of this is changing as more of publishing goes digital. But in general, if you are in the business of ideas, it is helpful to think ahead. And that's true even if you have no interest in being covered by print magazines. If you are a blogger, podcaster, or social media influencer, planning ahead lets you capitalize on seasonal topics like decorating for the holidays, daylight savings time, spring clothes, summer camp, back to school. It is much easier to share your great idea for Easter baskets if you start collecting items to go in the basket and taking photos in February, rather than if you wake up the day before Easter and decide to write a blog post about it. And of course, even if you pull off the perfect Easter basket post the day before Easter, it is less likely to benefit your readers than if you had posted it early enough that they could get the supplies to fill their own Easter baskets in the way you describe. Planning ahead lets you create great topical content and share it in time to influence your audiences when you want to influence them. So, how do you train your brain to generate ideas before occasions arrive? As with everything else, it helps to get into a routine. Perhaps on the first workday of each month, you think through special occasions that are coming up in the next few months. In other words, on January 4th, you think about what's coming up in February, March, and April. Consider holidays like the big ones, Valentine's Day, Easter, and also the smaller ones like President's Day or St. Patrick's Day. Think about seasonal changes or events like the first day of spring or the beginning of daylight savings time or spring break. Be aware of anchors in the business year too, like the end of each quarter and tax deadlines. Setting time to think about the future will help you imagine content possibilities. Since you'll be thinking about some of the same upcoming occasions year after year, you could even make a perpetual calendar of occasions. Not so much the specific date that Thanksgiving falls in 2021, but rather a list of the 12 months and the significant holidays, seasonal changes, and anchors in the business year that fall within each of the months. You can use that as a tool for your brainstorming on the first day of every month as you generate ideas for the next few months. I know that I can write something about the time change every single year. As long as I remember, several weeks before it happens, that it's going to roll around. Of course, every year also has its own special days too. A presidential election day every 4 years, or leap year, or the opening ceremony of the Summer and Winter Olympics. There are also anniversaries of things, such as the day your school district began remote learning. Your perpetual calendar won't necessarily always include those dates, but as you think about things that are coming up, you can write them down on your calendar for the current year. Even with smart strategies for thinking ahead, sometimes you will get a great idea a little late, like an idea for a brilliant New Year's Day brunch on New Year's Day. So instead of thinking of yourself as a day late, consider yourself 364 days early for next year. Write your idea down somewhere that you know you will see. You do have somewhere you know you will see, right? Your planner, your calendar. So come next November, you are ready to make that New Year's Day brunch write-up shine. Thinking ahead not only helps with ideas, it also creates opportunities for efficiency. When you plan your topics in advance, you can batch produce them. You know you'll be recording a handful of podcasts on Christmas gift ideas, for instance, so you can sit down and do them all at once. So, as you look ahead to a year of sharing great content with your audiences, establish routines for thinking ahead so you have plenty of lead time to make your ideas happen. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.